Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
They all turned out pretty good.
And we sold, I think, like officially 2 or 3 of them to friends and then split the profits. So we both got like $5 a piece, I think. We did all this. It took us a hot minute and we realized this is a lot of work, especially working full-time jobs regularly. After a while, we were like, yeah, there's no way that we have time for this.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Stephen Rice. Stephen has a degree in sociology, he works in HR, and he lives in Florida, which I know living in Florida isn't an accomplishment, but I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It just means it's not currently snowing there, and that sounds pretty nice right now. And if you want to hear more from Stephen after this episode, you can go back and listen to episode 41 of Broken Bulbs. But he also started a goat milk soap company, which, I mean, sounds pretty rad, but it didn't go so well. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly or, I guess, hurtful review wherever you listen to your podcast, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Stephen Rice, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
I sure am.
Fantastic. Today, we are talking about your soap company failure attempt. Fill us in. Why soap?
I don't know. It was just, okay. I'm a big, like, into beauty and stuff, like, not beauty as that sounds weird, like beauty products, skincare products,
right.
Because growing up I had horrible acne. It was atrocious. And then I, as I got older and was like, oh, here's how to take care of your skin properly and stuff like that. So I've been always interested in like skincare products and stuff like that. So that's why I was like, oh, making soap might be fun.
It does sound fun. Okay, so making soap does sound like fun. So what went wrong? Like, if you wanted to make soap, if it sounded like so much fun to you, why isn't that like your career? Why isn't that what you're doing now?
Because it takes so much work. I wasn't even doing it alone. One of my best friends was helping me. We did a lot of brainstorming and researching for about a month. And then, I mean, we had it mapped out. Like, we were like, oh, we're going to be solid. This is great. We're going to launch 3 different soaps that do something differently. And then 3 different chapsticks that also, you know, are different flavors and stuff like that. So we did make a batch of each soap. The first one was, we called it Green Goddess. It was, and it was all goat milk soap based.
Interesting.
Yeah, we did research. Yeah, it helps with like acne and like inflammation and stuff like that. So Green Goddess had sage in it and matcha tea. And then we did a lavender chamomile tea soap, which literally I busted open lavender chamomile tea bags and mixed it within the soap mixture and then put lavender on top. Super calming and amazing. And then a honey oatmeal soap. They all turned out pretty good. And we sold, I think, like officially 2 or 3 of them to friends and then split the profit. So we both got like $5 a piece, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Big ballers. We did all this. It took us a hot minute and we realized this is a lot of work, especially working full-time jobs regularly. After a while, we were like, yeah, there's no way that we have time for this. You know, our short-lived, I think we called it Good Day Soap Company. was short-lived. I deleted the Gmail account and we accepted defeat and failure and moved on with our life because we knew this is not for us. It takes a lot. So kudos to people that own their own business, and then kudos to people that actually physically make stuff. But we both were left with the desire to put something into the world and use that creative juice within us. So that led us to podcasting. It was nice to go through that experience, especially together, to say, this isn't for us, but we still desire to put something out there, creative-wise. And then now we bounced off, much like we did with the brainstorming with the soaps and stuff like that. We do that with our podcast ideas and stuff now. So it's a full circle moment for sure.
As a creative person myself, I appreciate, you know, the realization of how much effort creating something takes, right? It takes a lot of energy to get moving, a lot of energy to keep going with it. And so what was it, I'm curious, what was it that you did to figure out what creative endeavor you should embark on?
It's the middle of the pandemic and always wanted to be, you know, putting positive vibes and everything out there. And I guess at the end of the day, though, it really clicked with me. If I had not gone through the whole soap failure of, hey, this takes a lot of work. Yeah, I could have stuck to it and made it, you know, all the way and everything like that. But my heart wasn't in it. But then once I realized that my heart was in my podcast and putting that into the universe, the hard work, you know, it just became second nature. And I was like, you know what? It is hard work, just like it was making soap. But, you know, to me, since my heart is in it, I feel more passionate about it. I'm willing to put those long hours, very long hours into making this, you know, constructing social media posts, finding guests, sitting through guest interviews and everything, and editing and all that fun stuff. So at the end of the day, I realized, you know, whenever you create something, it's going to take lots and lots of work.
How, because I'm sure a lot of people can relate to the laziness that we sometimes feel, the difficulty just getting up and getting going with it. Do you have any advice for people like that who have a creative project, who want to do a creative project, but they're just struggling to get going? And if I'm honest, I'm asking for myself. How do you do it?
No, definitely. I've had this issue a lot of times where I feel like writer's block is a very real thing. And sometimes, even with my podcasting, so let me start by saying, before I give any advice, I am by no means a perfectionist or perfect in the sense of I'm always motivated and I'll do anything. I'm never lazy. No, there are times where my podcast episode is supposed to come out at 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm finishing up at 7:45 in the morning. So, but my advice would be, you know, especially make sure that your heart is in it, because if you're not finding motivation, there's probably maybe a deeper meaning behind that. For example, the soap, as much as I wanted to do it initially, once I realized, you know, oh, my heart's not in it, be okay to say, oh, this isn't something I'm ready to commit to. But it is, if it is something you're like, oh, I want to commit to this full-heartedly, I always, for me, I picture the end result, and it kind of helps. This is a really weird analogy, but I just thought of when I was a kid, my oldest sister, she taught me how to ride a bike. And the way that she did it, because I was such a chunky little kid, she would always tell me, you know, you keep pedaling, you keep going, pretend like there is a big bowl of ice cream at the end of the street or whatever it is. And that's the goal. That's what you want to get to. So I guess in life, you know, sometimes you have to keep pedaling and keep going, so you can get that big bowl of ice cream at the end. So just keep visualizing the end result of whatever you're doing.
At the end of every episode, I'd like to ask what's working for you now. What have you done to take this lesson into your current work? Feel free to brag a little bit. What is it you're doing and where can people find you?
Even side creative projects such as my podcast, Sunshine Steven, which is available on Apple and Spotify and anywhere podcasts are found. Writing, definitely. Blog post. Besides that, besides the creative and doing that, that's helped me say, you know what, this takes a lot of work. Even full-time job, that's what's paying the bills right now. So I kind of carry that into that life too. You know, no job. It's called a job for a reason. So it takes work and dedication and everything. But it's kind of hard when you have a 9-to-5 full-time and then your side projects that you want to work on takes a lot of work. Knock on wood, fingers crossed, maybe one day those side creative projects will become my full-time job. That's the dream. And if you want to follow that dream with me, you can find me at Sir Steven Rice on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and then also my website, SirStevenRice.com.
Wonderful. Steven, I just want to say thanks again for joining me.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Whenever you create something, it's going to take a lot of work. Making your creative project something you love will help you stick to it. It'll also make the work feel less worky. Special thank you to Steven for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. I've linked his work down in the show notes, including his podcast, Sunshine Steven. And again, if you want to hear more from Steven on broken bulbs, you can go all the way back to episode 41. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.